KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. I'm Rick Henson. This report brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In sports, taking a look at some of the area softball scores from Wednesday. It was Adair Casey Guthrie Center over Woodward Granger 6-4. Audubon Downing Griswold 13-1. Creston was a 19-16 winner over Shenandoah. IKM Manning doubled up on, well, beat Cam 5-2. Bishop Garrigan was a 15-7 winner over Kemper Catholic. Also, Lamar's beat Sioux Center 14-9. Lennox was a 12-2 winner over Nottoway Valley. Missouri Valley beat River Valley 8-5 in softball. Also in 8 innings, it was Shenandoah over Creston 8-4. Trainer was a 2-1 winner over Denison Schleswig. Wayne defeated Bedford 12-0. In a doubleheader was Westwood over Whiting in game 1 10-4, and in the second game 12-0. Just a handful of area baseball scores from Wednesday. Cam defeated Audubon 17-4. It was Sioux City East over Spencer 14-3. That was a varsity-only game. Sioux City West played Sioux City Bishop Heland Catholic. And that was, score was Sioux City West with 7 and Sioux City Catholic on 2. That game was suspended in the second inning. West Harrison defeated Missouri Valley 2-1 in baseball action. Elsewhere in sports, Iowa basketball standout Megan Gustafson has been named the Big Ten Conference Female Athlete of the Year. Radio Iowa's Todd Kim reports.
Gustafson led the nation in scoring this past season at 27.8 points per game as the Hawkeyes won the Big Ten tournament title and made it to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament. She finished her career as the Hawkeyes' all-time leading scorer and rebounder and becomes the first Iowa athlete to win the award since field hockey standout Christy Gleason back in 1994.
USA Basketball and Iowa State men's basketball sophomore Tyrese Halliburton advanced to the quarterfinals of the FIBA U19 World Cup with a decisive 116-66 victory over Latvia, on Wednesday in Greece. Halliburton had a solid all-around game for the Americans, finishing with 5 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals in 17 minutes of action as a starter. The Oshkosh, Wisconsin native was 2-for-3 from the field, connecting on his only 3-point attempt. The U.S. scored 39 points off turnovers and got 67 from its bench. Halliburton is averaging 8.5 points, 2.8 rebounds, 2 steals, and a team-high 6.5 assists in 4 games. The United States will face the winner of the Russia and China round of 16 game on Friday. Start time will be announced later. The game can be streamed on FIBA's YouTube channel or the USA Basketball's Facebook page. The Drake Athletic Department is handing tickets for sales for this month's USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. And Drake Relays Director Blake Bolden is serving as the meet director and says reserved and general admission tickets are available for all 4 days of competition.
DrakeTix.com/USATF. That's the direct landing page to get all the information, meet schedule, tickets. The reserve seats are going fast. Plenty of general admission still available. Very cost-effective for your family to come enjoy the show.
Bolden says champions will be crowned all 4 days, although the busiest days for final events will be Saturday and Sunday.
Every day there will be champions crowned. You know, the men's 10,000 does have another local interest with Brogan Austin, who lives and trains in Des Moines, a Drake alum. He'll likely be going head-to-head with Reed Fisher, another Drake alum, who's in his second year as a pro. Really, all 4 days have those championship elements, but Saturday and Sunday are the keystone, the marquee days.
The top three in each event qualify for the U.S. team that will compete in the World Championships. The USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships will take place in Des Moines July 25th through the 28th. In Major League Baseball action Wednesday, Tommy Edmonds' 2-out, 3-run home run capped a 5-run ninth in the Cardinals' 5-2 victory at Seattle. The Mariners carried a 2-0 lead into the final inning before Dexter Fowler hit an RBI single and Yadier Molina lifted a sacrifice fly. M's starter Mike Leake threw 7 2/3 shutout innings while facing his former team for the first time. The Indians blanked the Royals 4-0 on Wednesday as Mike Clevinger limited Kansas City to 4 hits while fanning 9 over 6 innings. Carlos Santana and Roberto Perez homered to support Clevinger, who is 7-0 with a 2.03 ERA lifetime against the Royals. Danny Duffy, too, took the loss despite holding Cleveland to a pair of runs on 5 hits and 5 walks over 6 2/3 innings. The Pirates earned a 6-5 win over the Cubs when Jung-ho Kang scored on Corey Dickerson's sacrifice fly into the ninth inning. Chicago had a 5-4 lead and was about to pull into a first-place tie with Milwaukee in the NL Central until Adam Frazier tied it with a fielder's choice off loser Craig Kimbrell. Josh Bell homered and doubled up to give him 59 extra base hits, the most ever by a National Leaguer before the All-Star break. Sonny Gray tied his career high with 12 strikeouts and while allowing four hits over eight innings of the Reds' 3-0 shutout of the Brewers. Yasiel Puig homered for the second consecutive game, but Cincinnati finished the game without second baseman Scooter Jeanette because of tightness in the left side of his groin. Puig went deep against Julius Yacin, who is 0-6 with a 5.93 ERA in nine starts since his last victory. Mitch Garver singled home the go-ahead run in the 12th inning to send the Minnesota Twins just to their second win in six games, 4-3 at Oakland. Late lineup addition Jorge Polanco hit a tying solo homer in the eighth inning for the Twins. That marked Minnesota's 161st homer through 85 games, tying the pre-All-Star break record that was set by the Yankees next year. The Atlanta Braves have regained their 5.5-game lead in the NL East after bouncing back from Tuesday's loss to the Philadelphia Phillies. Josh Donaldson and Austin Riley hit three-run homers off Nick Pivetta as the Braves clobbered the Phils 9-2. The Dodgers set a major league record with a fifth straight walk-off home run win as All-Star Cody Bellinger homered in the 10th inning of a 5-4 triumph over the Diamondbacks. Wade Miley struck out six and retired 11 of the last 12 batters he faced to complete a strong six-inning performance in the Astros' 4-2 victory against the Rockies. The Nationals made it seven wins in their last eight games as Stefan Strasburg fanned 14 while allowing two hits over seven and a third scoreless innings to lead a 3-1 victory over the Marlins. Evan Longoria and Alex Dickerson hit consecutive home runs in the third inning before the Giants tacked on four more runs in the sixth to beat the Padres 7-5. Domingo Germán pitched six innings in his return from injury to lead the Yankees to their 14th victory in 16 games with a 5-1 drubbing of the Mets. And Renato Nunez hit a three-run blast to complete a six-run ninth that gave the Orioles a 9-3 win at Tampa Bay. Also, Danny Jansen and Brandon Drury each hit two-run homers, and the Blue Jays doubled up on the Red Sox 6-3. That's a look at sports on KJAN, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.